Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all. It's July 5th, the day after July 4th. One of the biggest celebrations in the U.S., but fear not, there are no hangovers here. Mm-hmm. We all fresh,
yes.
Ready to give you the best 30 minutes we got.
Yes.
No water breaks needed.
None.
Now, coming up in the show, we're going to be taking a look at some of the shadiest comebacks from celebrities online. Plus, we'll be guessing which famous head belongs to a very famous torso. And our new game,
Identify the Body.
But first, now this story isn't for the people who have thin skin, but you know, every now and then people will be like, hey, you look like somebody.
Right.
And you'll be like, oh, word, who? Mm-hmm. And then maybe the response is a four-legged animal. There's some people walking around Earth right now who actually look like pets. We got some famous faces right here that look like members of the animal kingdom, and we want to break it down for you. Big shout out to Suggest.com for coming up with some of these.
Go ahead, Suggest.
All right, so Taylor Lautner. Mm. Women love this guy. He was in Twilight, you know, the wolf.
Taylor Lautner. Yeah.
But, you know, despite his wolf-like appearance in the film, Suggest.com feels like he resembles an alpaca. Take a look.
Oh.
And what's so messed up is I met Taylor Lautner. He mad cool, man. Like, oh, man, they fouled for that one. All right, next up, Cher. She's inspired generations of gay men and women.
Oh.
And it looks like she's given inspiration to Afghans. And not Afghanistanians. No, Afghan hounds. Take a look.
And then they actually curled the dog's hair like that.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. Next up, let's talk about Gordon Ramsay, who a lot of people say he like has a very dog-like mentality on his show.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's more like a Shar Pei. Take a look.
This is cute, though.
Hair is better.
I think it's nice.
But based on the side-by-side comparison, I would like to see him voice an animal in a movie. Like, I could totally see him voicing a dog in Secret Life of Pets 3. And finally, you know what? We had to say the best for last. Everybody loves Katy Perry's teacup poodle nugget, right?
Yes.
But I feel like we've seen this hairstyle somewhere before.
Now, I can see the hair.
So pet.
That doggy was so cute. Oh, my God.
It's time to take a walk down memory lane, and I know it's hard to believe, but we actually all had lives before Dish Nation.
Yeah,
we even have pictures to prove it.
Wow.
Now, Brad.
Oh.
You came through, you dug in the archives, and you bought this picture. Why did you pick this picture, and what advice would you give to Brad in this picture?
I was at the Jack the Rapper convention in, like, do I tell the year? Well, in the 90s. Right. Before I came out and I met Tupac, and I used to be so shy, I was scared to talk or whatever.
Yeah.
I would tell myself to not be so shy. I felt like the ugly duckling back then, like, because my sister and all them were so, like, beautiful, and all her friends were, like, models, so I just kind of would hold my head down and cover my mouth when I smile and didn't talk, so I would just tell myself.
Oh, you were like Sealy from Color Purple. You were like this.
Now, so we got Portia.
Uh-oh.
And it seems like we see you doing this a lot. Eating? Yo. This is like Portia in a natural habitat.
This is so mean.
Why did you pick this picture, and what advice would you give to Portia in the picture?
I picked this picture
because she stay on the phone.
Yeah.
She love the phone, and she love to eat.
I'm doing the things that I love to do. I love to lounge, eat, and talk on the phone.
So what advice would you give to yourself back then?
Put that plate down, girl. Pick up a salad, because now I'm 30-something, struggling, trying to get it together. Just put the plate down. Mm-hmm. That's what I tell them.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Headcrack, it's your turn. Okay, right. Let's see your picture.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nah, that's my, like, one of those, like, the one closest to me is my little sister, Jocelyn.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know who that other child is.
You look exactly the same.
Why you got swag already. You got a chain on. A bracelet.
A bracelet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was into jewelry, like, real heavy as a kid. Like, and my parents were always buying me, like, little pieces, little rings and stuff like that. And it's weird. Like, now I don't like jewelry as much.
So what advice would you give to this head crack?
I would tell this head crack, you don't understand stocks right now, but coming on down the line, there's going to be a company called Amazon. Invest in it.
You look exactly like Theo from the Huxtables.
I used to get that all the time, especially like when I still had dreads. People used to call me Malcolm Jamal Warner, like, all the time. And those are some Gordon Gartrell shorts, probably. All right, now, finally, we got Gary. With a picture, like, just looking at the picture, I can't even tell what year it was taken.
It was taken in 75.
When they allowed blacks to take pictures. This is the first African-American ever to be photographed.
When they desegregated Olin Mills.
That's a beautiful picture.
So, what advice would you give Gary in this picture?
You know, life is beautiful. You never, if they give you lemon, you make lemonade.
It seems like after this picture was taken, you got chased by dogs.
Yeah, I may have got chased by dogs then, but honey, right now, the dogs are amongst me.
Gary is giving resting bitch face at 10, okay? Just like,
It should go in the Black History Museum. Gary Hayes, first boy to give resting bitch
face. Right!
All right, so we got just enough time to play a new game where you have to guess who this famous person is by looking at only their body. Now, we've covered their face with Gary's head.
Okay.
And if you think you know who it is, then you gotta use your buzzer. You guys game?
Damn,
you
ready to play?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna be good at this.
All right, y'all, it's time to play
Identify the Body.
Here we go. All right, now this first person is 44 years old. He's an actor, DJ. Was once rumored to play James Bond. Portia.
Woo! Idris Elba.
That is correct. Say his name like that one more time.
Idris Elba.
That was weird.
Yes.
Yep, you are correct.
Woo!
All right, next clue. Now, this person is 34. She's an outspoken female rapper. Had public media spats with Mariah Carey and Lil' Kim. Brat.
Nicki Minaj.
That is correct.
Got it banging.
All right, this next person appeared on Make Me a Supermodel. Recently had a fight with DJ Ruckus over her ex-girlfriend.
Tyson Beckford?
That's correct.
Yes! I know my man.
You are in this game. Yeah. This next person is 42 years old. She's single, a singer, used to be in a girl band, and lives in Los Angeles. Portia.
What all them tattoos and carrying on?
Gotta give me that wrong answer real quick.
She's been a boy band, a girl band? Oh, yeah. I know who that is. That's Crazy Spice.
No.
Is that Mel
Gary.
B?
Ah, damn. Yep, you're right.
It's Mel B.
It is Mel B.
Yeah, Mel B. Go, Mel B. Go, Mel B. Yeah.
So all that other stuff is just warm-ups, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
This one is for all the marbles. Anybody can steal the game at this point.
All right.
Now, this next person is 47, a former model. Starting the Young and the Restless between 1995 and 2004. He's in a relationship with a pro soccer player by the name of Shauna Gordon. Gary.
Who's Shamar Moore?
Who is he?
He's an actor.
That's correct.
Ah, what?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Woo! Something told me he was going to win this.
I didn't know he was in a relationship. How did you know that that was Shamar
Y'all
Moore?
Cheating.
Oh, thank you, everybody. And I want to thank all my fans, thank all my colleagues. And everybody, and I want to thank you for supporting me during this time of support.
Who here is really good at spelling long words?
Me.
Lies.
Me and my phone.
All right. Brad, you write a lot? Functified was like a long-ass word.
I like to do my own short, you know.
A little short, a little BRB, right back. Not mad at that. Well, Google did some research into the most searched words that people like to try to spell across America, and they made a map showing the most searched words for each state. Now, California struggles with the word beautiful. Texas can't seem to spell maintenance, and Wisconsin, what's up with y'all? I can't even spell Wisconsin.
What? Oh.
Great job, guys. Here in Atlanta, the most searched word for is great. Maybe they're trying to spell Gary. Who knows? I wanted to put y'all up to the test. Portia and Gary. Dish Nation spelling bee. Can you spell tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. S-T-O-M-O-R-R-O-Y. Oh, W.
No, you was right, Y.
I said W. Of course I didn't mean Y.
Gary, you gotta spell pneumonia.
Pneumonia? P-N-E-U-M-O-N-I-A.
Oh, man. All right, Portia. Avalanche.
Oh, avalanche?
Yeah.
Sure. A-V-C-H. A-V-A-C-H-L-A-N-C-H.
Nah. Nah. I gave up in the middle of you spelling the word.
Avalanche. I got it. A-V-E.
I can't.
You better tell them, bitch, how it's spelled. Now, being famous can be fabulous, but one of the downsides is trolls, honey. They love to throw that shade, but, baby, there ain't nothing better than when you blast them trolls back and
right.
Give them hell, bitch. Yes, baby. So it's time to grade the shade, honey.
Grade it.
And take a look at some of the shadiest comebacks from celebrities.
Mmm.
First up, we have star of Malcolm in the Middle, Frankie Muniz. When a fan told him his acting is awful, he replied with, yeah, but being retired with $40 million at 19 has not been awful.
Ooh.
Good luck moving out of your mom's house before you're 35.
Ooh.
That's going to be some A-plus shade.
That
right
is a read, yes. Yes.
That was
yes.
Pretty damn severe.
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm sure this man is crying in the shower somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Next up, honey, a fan called J-Ro tweeted this to Hugh Hefner. How do you have so many bitches? He replied with, I have a lot of girlfriends because I don't call them bitches. J-Ro, a little respect will take you a long way.
Okay, for the ancient read.
Okay.
But, I mean, do y'all really think that Hugh Hefner's on Twitter?
Well, he got somebody tweeting.
That sounded just like Frankie Beverly or somebody from back in the day. That's definitely him. That sounds like an older person tweeted that.
Well, yeah, the Frankie Beverly.
That's all the old people I can think of.
No, I think Frankie Beverly actually ran his Twitter account. Right?
I think I wanted to say Frank Sinatra.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
He's dead.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Next, honey, Miss Rihanna. Now, Rihanna don't take no nonsense from nobody. When Celeb Buzz told Riri, maybe it's time to class it up and put some clothes on, she replied with, your is way too dry to be riding my like this.
Savage.
That wasn't even shade as much as that was an eclipse.
Up next, we got a murder mystery to end all murder mysteries, and our BFF, Andrew Freund, is caught up in the middle. Don't you go anywhere.
Do you know that you can talk to us every day? Well, it's true.
Yeah.
It's really true. We go behind the scenes of our show on Facebook Live and take your questions and show you how we do things around here. So make sure you follow us on Facebook and turn on those notifications so you can know when we on, all right? We look forward to shouting you out. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, y'all, so if you like mystery and suspense movies, oh, you don't want to miss Murder on the Orient Express, which comes out later on this year, and that stars Johnny Depp, Penelope Cruz, and Michelle Pfeiffer. We sent our boy Andrew Freund all the way to Europe and got him a ticket on the real-life Orient Express train where he got to meet Josh Gad, who also stars in the film. Take a look.
You know, there is something about a tangle of strangers. Pressed together for days with nothing in common but the need to go from one place to another and never see each other again. Ah! A passenger has died.
He was murdered. The murderer is with us.
And every one of you is a suspect.
Hey guys, I am here in Venice, about to board the Venice Simplon Orient Express, talk to Josh Gad, and go on one insane adventure. Let's go.
Okay, can I do one thing?
Yes, please.
Hold on. I'll do one thing. Here we go.
Uh-oh. Oh, you're gonna blow it.
All aboard!
I'd love it if the train just suddenly stopped. Like, if you just caught this, everybody goes crashing against this beautiful, glorious mahogany.
First of all, thank you for welcoming into your home.
This is extravagant, extraordinary, isn't it? Right now, we are on the actual Venice Simplon Orient Express train that's been made famous by the novel Murder on the Orient Express.
Am I going to get murdered tonight?
There's a chance. Wait, at Fox, they like to keep things a little fresh. They don't want to, you know, ruin it for you. I don't know if legally everything went through, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. There's a chance.
So, all right, in the movie, what are we, tease me the movie, what are we going to see in the film?
Well, I think that this movie is in many ways a throwback, but with an incredible modern flair that only somebody as talented as Ken Branagh can bring to the equation. And it's got, I think, one of the greatest, certainly the greatest cast that I've ever been lucky enough to work with. You have everybody from the amazing Daisy Ridley, who I love to torment, to Dame Judi Dench, Johnny Depp, Michelle Pfeiffer, my own college classmate, Leslie Odom Jr. So the list goes on and on. You know, it's got everything that as an Agatha Christie fan you could want and hope for. But it also has something completely different, I think, than even the other films and the other adaptations. And something that I'm really excited for people, without giving too much away, to explore.
Could I trust you, Josh, to solve a mystery, to solve a crime?
You know, I probably don't have what it takes. I would be like Clouseau. I would accidentally solve a crime, not like Poirot. I feel like I'd be sort of the hapless investigator who falls into a situation that ultimately solves a crime.
Final question. What was Johnny Depp like?
The greatest. I mean, he is such an unbelievable class act and somebody that I've admired since I was a kid, whether it was Edward Scissorhands or Ed Wood. And getting the chance to work with him, in many cases, like everybody else in the cast, it was just a pinch yourself moment. You're like, this is a dream come true.
Thanks, Josh, for that interview. So right now, we have gotten off the train. We're in Innsbruck, Austria. We're cruising along en route to Paris. It has been an incredible journey. My mind is blown. I'm going to get a martini.
Y'all, so there is just enough time, honey, to decide whether we should see a forthcoming movie in
Ticket or Skip It.
And today, honey, we're gonna decide on Girls Trip, which is out July the 21st. It's the story of four women who go on a weekend trip to New Orleans where all kinds of R-rated, honey, shenanigans go down.
We haven't hung in 5 years. We need a girls trip.
Buckle up, because I plan on getting white girl wasted.
Okay.
That's hand sanitizer.
It burns.
Who's ready for after stuff?
It smells like Hennessy and booty sweat up in here.
I don't find this funny at all.
Okay, y'all, so honey, are y'all gonna tick it or skip it?
Tick it all day.
Mm. Porsche?
Yes.
Oh, tick it. I'm there.
I'm there too.
A flight ticket for real. I'm going.
Really? Tick it. You know, I'm gonna tick it, but it looks cheesy.
Really?
Cheesy is good when it comes to girl trips.
Yeah, because I'm looking at these big stars.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith. I wouldn't think they would be doing a movie like that.
Yeah, that's true. But they all like to do comedy movies, though.
Now, in a recent interview, Tiffany Haddish revealed that she introduced Jada and her husband, Will Smith, to the world of couponing. Now, here's what Jada had to say. Regina took Will and I on a swamp tour with the Groupon. I thought it was a coupon for a special tour. I didn't understand the idea of a Groupon, but I've learned, honey. Tiffany has taught me so much on this trip.
Now we all are pretty frugal with money. Who do y'all think coupons or Groupons the most?
I say Gary, because Gary took me, first time I went to go eat with Gary outside of Dish, he took me on a Groupon trip. Well, it was a discount lunch. What was it?
Girl, where we at? Boston
it was some,
Market somewhere.
Cheap Day Tuesday somewhere. Yes. And we went there.
I don't believe in spending my money like that.
We should know already, Gary, because you shop in the consignment shop.
You sure damn right, baby, mm-hmm. Honey. So
that's
this
how you keep your coins, right?
Honey, so I can't be like y'all, but I know Brad and Headcrack, y'all are money spenders. Y'all spend big money
that's
on breakfast.
That's true.
Oh, I mean.
The spirit is among us. That is our word, you white woman from Martha's Vineyard.
Yes.
Our word.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.